Oxford English for Electrical and Mechanical Engineering by Eric and Norman Glendinning. Published and copyright Oxford University Press, 1995. Side 1. Unit 1. Task 6. 1. Machinery. 2. Mechanical. 3. Machine. 4. Install. 5. Installation. 6. Electricity. 7. Electrical. 8. Electronics. 9. Aeronautical. 10. Ventilation. Unit 1, Task 8. 1.
I work in a power station. I'm responsible for turbine maintenance. I work shifts, midnight to 8 o'clock this month.
2.
I design body scanners. They give doctors far more information than x-rays, and there's no risk to the patient.
3.
I work on jet engines. Onboard computers record readings every 5 hours and every 25 takeoffs. This information allows us to carry out servicing before defects or reduction in performance occur.
4.
The best thing about my job is that I get to go on sea trials after the refit is finished.
5. I'm working with the architects of a new hospital. Getting the heating and ventilation right is important. I have to make sure that the working environment will be comfortable for the patients and staff. 6.
Safety is very important in my job. Everything must be earthed to make sure that no one gets a shock.
7.
My main areas of expertise are fuel consumption and engine emission. International pressures are really making things difficult for us.
Unit 2, Task 3.
In the United Kingdom, you can study engineering at a college of further education or a university. Most college courses last from 1 to 2 years. University undergraduate courses in engineering last from 3 to 4 years. A college will take students after 4 years of secondary school education. Most students study full-time, but day-release courses are available for people who work in local engineering companies. Students will be given a certificate or a diploma at the end of their course. Most university students will have completed 6 years of secondary school. Others will have taken a diploma course at college. Universities give degrees. A bachelor's degree takes 3 to 4 years. A master's degree requires a further year.
Unit 5. Listening.
Now, what I thought I might do today, what we're going to talk of is the extension of a force. We're going to talk about the moment of a force. If I apply a force to something, then I find that that force will turn, or at least it will try to turn, a particular object. It will turn, revolve. So that turning tendency is called the moment, the turning moment of the force. And if I want to measure that turning moment, the turning moment will depend on the size of the force itself. The bigger the force, the bigger the turning effect. But equally, the further away the force is from the pivot, if you can think of a spanner, if you have a short spanner and you try to loosen a bolt or a nut, it might be extremely difficult. But if you got a longer spanner, you would get what we would call leverage. And you would get a bigger leverage. You would get a bigger turning moment. So, the turning moment, the moment depends on the force itself and the distance. And the distance. It is the force multiplied by the distance. But what you have to remember is, that it is the perpendicular distance that we're going to measure. In fact, I'm not going to ask you to take it down. We would say that the moment of the force is the product of the force and the perpendicular distance between the line of action of the force and the fulcrum, the turning point. Moment is equal to force times distance. This, incidentally, you have in your notes. Something simple to illustrate. If we take the drawing of a spanner, the drawing of a spanner there, we apply a force at the end there, your pivot, or the turning point, or as we call it, the fulcrum, is in the centre there. Now, the moment of that force is that force, F1, multiplied by the perpendicular distance, D1. So that if you were doing... I'm thinking of a practical job where you couldn't get the perpendicular distance in. If you were applying a force there because of some other component that was in the way, you know that in a motor car engine sometimes it's very difficult to get your hand in and get a right-angled pull, you might have to hold it right up at the head. Now that, as you can see, that, we'll call it D2, is a smaller distance. So you would have to use a much greater force there. Why do we put a handle there on the door? Why do we put a handle there on the edge? Because it's much easier to open the door with the handle at the edge. Because it's further away from the fulcrum. Even a simple thing like that has got a scientific reason. Is that understood? All right. We have the handle there because it's much easier. The fulcrum is the hinge of the door. It would be much more difficult to close the door right up at the hinge. Does that help you? Now, to calculate our moment then, one would simply multiply the force by the distance that you were away from it. So moment is force times distance. If someone says, yes, we want the force, if I want to calculate the force, then it's moment divided by distance. And if I want distance, moment divided by force. Well, that's it then. A little explanation of how you calculate moments.
Unit 7. Listening. Part 1.
David, what's the name of the course you're studying?
It's a national certificate in electrical engineering.
And how long does it last?
1 year, full time.
You're one of the older students in the class. How old are you?
I'm 23. I'm a mature student.
And what does that mean?
I didn't start the course straight after school. I was in the Navy for 6 years in the submarine service.
And what were you on? Was it diesel boats?
I've been on all three types. Started off on diesel, then hunter-killer, that's the attack submarine, then the Polaris boats, the nuclear boats.
Why did you leave?
I wanted to go for a commission, but my eyesight isn't good enough, so I came out of the service.
Part 2.
And what stage are you at with your studies?
Currently, we're about to finish second term, only about 10 weeks of actual teaching to go.
And then examinations?
No, it's continuous assessment.
Oh, I see. So you're assessed by projects, classwork?
Class tests. In each subject, you have on average one test per week. You must achieve a correct response in at least 4 out of 5 questions.
And what happens if you don't?
Then you have a chance to resit the test. In some cases, you might get a chance to sit it again if you fail the resit, but then you're getting into sticky water.
How many are in your group?
At the moment, there are 9 in my class. There were 12.
Oh, so people have dropped out?
Yes.
And did they drop out because they weren't passing the examinations?
Yes, one of them was having trouble, and a couple of others basically felt that they didn't enjoy college, they wanted to work.
How's it been for you, at being a student again, to be behind a desk rather than working? How have you found it?
Apart from financial problems, I found it very easy. I didn't enjoy school because I didn't feel I wanted to be there, but I really wanted to do this course.
Part 3.
Can I turn to the timetable?
Mm.
It looks like a very full day. You're starting at 8:45 and going through to 4:15 each day.
Mm.
How do you start the week?
Monday morning, design and make. At the start of the course, it was computing, but now we're doing design and make. We've got to design a circuit.
And what have you chosen to do?
I'm designing a sensor that will tell me when to bring the washing in if it's raining. an alarm would go off.
Uh-huh. So there's some kind of sensing device out in the garden?
Yes.
And that reacts to the rainwater?
Yes, everybody's doing various things.
And does it ring a bell?
A buzzer. It's really very simple.
Hmm. Back to Monday morning.
All right. We have maths after the lunch break. Now, Matt, we're in various streams. Basically, we're split up into three different groups.
Is the maths the toughest element in the course?
I'd say it was. It's a lot of work. We have four periods a week after lunch.
Technology?
Technology, last thing on a Monday. Now, this is the bread and butter of the engineering course. We do the more practical things, like learning how to wire houses.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're on to Tuesday now. Is that more of the same?
Yes. Technology again on Tuesday morning, and then PSD, personal and social development. There are three modules, life and work, local investigations, and job-seeking skills.
Job-seeking skills? Is that interview skills and that sort of thing?
Yes. We're about to start that next week.
And do you find PSD quite helpful?
Well, I find it a burden rather than helpful. Most of the guys on the course are going for at least the diploma, so we find this a bit of a nuisance.
Maths again.
Yes. And last thing, we have principles. That's the physics side of electrics. Ohm's law, Kirchhoff's law. We got principles again on a Thursday last thing, and on Friday before lunch.
Is that as difficult as the mathematics?
Well, you need the maths to keep up with the principles. A lot of people find it quite sticky.
Wednesday morning?
Self-study. It's a lie-in.
Yes, but theoretically, you could use the library.
Yes, that's the library period. we also have one on Fridays, last thing.
Is the library busy? If you wanted to go to the library, could you find a space?
It's very busy at lunchtimes, but other times are okay. Mm. There are no books that you actually need for the course. It's all handouts.
Do the lecturers give a lot of handouts?
Yes, especially in principles and maths.
After the break, you have a tutorial. Now, what happens there?
It's principles, but if you're having problems in any subject, you can use that class to sort them out. You get more individual help.
I see you have communications next, and again on Thursday, before lunch.
Yeah, basically, it's English, business English.
Which bit do you enjoy most of the timetable?
I would say the technology side of it.
Why is that?
Because having been out working for a living, I can now relate to a lot of the stuff I was doing. It's interesting, and I don't find it too difficult.
Part 4.
Do you have any time for hobbies or sports?
Lunch breaks, we go into the sports hall.
And what's available there?
A gym with weights, basketball, five-a-side football, so the facilities are quite good.
Mm. And once you've got the certificate, what are you going to do?
I'll be doing the Diploma in Electronics and Electrical Engineering, and then I'll go and do an Engineering Management degree. I want to be a manager eventually.
Unit 10. Listening.
My invention is a swing exerciser for children who can't use their legs. My mate came up with the name Swing XL. Swing, X for exerciser, and then the L stands for Lucy, which is my name. It's for children with special needs who are unable to use their legs to allow them to swing independently. It works on a pulley system on which a child pulls down on a handle using his or her arms to swing forwards. This works, as you can see in the diagram, with a pulley out in front of the swing. A rope attached to one end of the seat goes over this pulley and then comes back to the child where there is a handle. So when the child pulls down on this handle, the seat is pulled forwards. And then the child releases the handle and swings back under his or her own weight. Repetition of these actions will cause a continuous swinging motion. Initially, I decided I wanted to help children with special needs, so I visited our local hospital and played with such children. There was a little girl there. She was unable to use her legs, and so she could not join in on the swings with the other children. So I decided to try and design a swing for children who couldn't use their legs. I did this using many sketches of ideas and testing the ones that looked viable using Lego models, evaluating these, finding out problems, and so developing the idea. Eventually, when I came to what I thought looked like a good solution, I built a full-size prototype. I did this myself at school, and as we were only able to work in wood, I made it from wood. I then tested this with children with and without special needs. When I did this, I found a few changes that needed to be made. One thing was the seat which I initially put on was not stable enough for children with special needs who need extra support, so I redesigned this. Also, I didn't include a handle at first because I felt little children could grasp the rope. But special needs children tend to have weaker hands and so do need a handle. Another change was that initially the rope simply hung in a loop after it had passed the child. This could catch on the child's legs, and now it's incorporated into a spring-loaded pulley system inside the seat. I then contacted Rotork, a local engineering company, because at this stage I decided the swing frame should be built of metal, as this was getting more towards the industrial design, and in industry you make it from metal, as it is easier to flat pack, cheaper to produce, lighter to post, and so on. And so Rotork were very good, and they agreed to construct my prototype from my drawings. Now, after testing it and finding that it works very well, I'm hoping to license a company to manufacture it, as I've applied for a patent myself. In the future, I hope to be an engineer, probably design or mechanical. This is because I love solving problems, and it would be wonderful to get paid for something you enjoy so much. I strongly believe that women are equal to men, especially in engineering. I believe we are as good as them, and there should be no bias towards the men. I think the old-time prejudice is out of date now.
Unit 12. Task 2.
A bicycle consists of a frame, usually made of a light metal such as aluminium alloy, supported by two wheels. The wheels are spoked, not solid, to keep weight to a minimum. Steering is by handlebars fixed to the front wheel. Sports models have drop handlebars, which require the rider to sit with his or her head well down. This reduces wind resistance. Power is transmitted via the pedals to the chain wheel. The pedals may have toe clips to prevent the foot slipping. The chain wheel drives the rear wheel via a linked chain. Most bicycles have gears, either the derailleur type or hub-mounted. The former, with different sizes of chain wheel, permit a greater number of gear ratios.
End of side 1.